Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message. Hello everybody, we are so happy to be with you guys today. I'm excited about today's podcast. If those that are viewing and those that are listening, we thank you so much for tuning in. We know that God has a word, something that's been stirring, and it's a word that's kind of been marinating in me for some time now, and I just really want to talk to you today about success, and I want to talk about failures, and it's actually leading me into a school of leaders that I'm actually starting up for our some of our directors here, and so I'm excited that we're launching that this year. I think that there's a lot of things that we have to learn as leaders. And so I am excited because I have with me Nancy. And Nancy is actually one of our directors for the deliverance ministry and department. And so she actually runs all of our deliverance department. And I was just having a conversation with her just now. And I was sharing with you how you are at the peak of your ministry and you are at the peak of even your spiritual walk. In other words, you're like on the cutting edge of what God is doing in your life. And I know it hasn't always been like that for you, but you've been with me for how many years?
Over 15 years.
15 years. And so we have history. And I think it's important for the people, those viewing us, maybe you are in, I don't know, you're going into business, politics, whatever it is. But I believe that this is going to shed some light on what is success, talk about failure, because I've been also, I mean, I think we all fail at some point in our lives, and that's part of the cycle of life. And so I'm excited that you're here because I know that God uses you to deliver people. And when I need somebody to deliver somebody, to free people, you have a way of touching the heart. God uses you in such a strong, strong way. You have a very strong anointing, if you will, for deliverance. You have a sweet disposition. So you'll ask, and I'll ask in the ministry, you know, who do you want, you know, in your quote unquote ministering time? And they'll all say, you know, I want Nancy. Mm-hmm. And so you have a very strong anointing for that. And I know it hasn't always been the case for you that way. I know that you were processed. And so tell us a little bit about yourself, anything that you want to share with the people. And we just want to encourage everybody to talk a little bit about failure, success. What is success? I'm going to define it. And tell us what God has been doing in your life. Anything you want to say.
Well, I started in this ministry under Apostle Patty since I was 15.
Wow.
And I started in worship ministry. I began with the children's church.
That's
and then
right.
From there, I started working with the teen ministry when we had the youth group.
Drama. You've done it all.
Drama.
Sign
dance.
Me up.
I don't dance, but I was in the dance ministry and the worship team.
Yes.
And everywhere else that in leadership school.
Yes.
That's where I started. I've continued.
Yeah.
And here I am. I'm now in director of the deliverance ministry.
Yeah.
And so I've been processed a lot. I've learned a lot.
We all have
gone through so much.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of experience where I think
yes.
that we've learned.
Yeah. Growing.
We've been growing a lot.
Wow. And so I think that what's so key is that as leaders, I think the day that you stop, or anybody for that matter, I think that the day you stop growing, that's really dangerous.
Yes.
I think when you start to go backwards, I think that that's like a big red flag for you to go, something's wrong. Why am I not growing? And so tell us a little bit about failure, because we've all been a product of failure.
Yes.
We've all failed.
We've all encountered failure at one point of our lives. It
yes.
could be a small failure. It could be a big failure. And it
yes.
could be emotional too.
Yes.
I have so many examples, but one of the failures that really impacted me was when I was in the worship team.
Yeah.
And I was in charge of helping lead the worship team. And I failure just got so in me. And this is a part where I really want to stress about the voices that you listen to.
Yeah.
Because I listened to the voice of the enemy.
Yeah.
Where there was a one point where I just felt like, man, I'm just not getting it. I'm not going forward. And I just felt like the enemy started listing things of where I failed in my life. And it was crazy because he's so good at giving those details where you failed at in this ministry, you failed, you were in charge of this ministry and you failed, you had so many people and they left and because of you. And so I started feeling like I started believing it more and I allowed the failure to come inside of me and
wow.
I just froze or I panicked and I was just like, I can't. Wow. I just can't. And fear just paralyzed me. And I just allowed the failure to come inside of me. And I just couldn't go forward. And I think that at that moment, I was just hopeless.
Wow.
That's the word that I can describe, that I was just hopeless. But getting out of it, I encountered God's mercy, God's grace, and his love, that it just covered all of that. And he's the one that spoke to me, and he told me that doesn't matter, that failure, what did you learn from it?
Yeah.
And I can say that I learned how to deal with people. I learned how to treat people. I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about just people in general, and that helped me a lot. So that it just covered my heart, and God just covered me. And then I get entrusted with more. And I'm so grateful to God, because even past all of my failures, because I can tell you there are a lot of
we all have them.
But God still trusts me with more. And believing and seeing that has made me believe that I can. You know, if God trusts me with this, I believe I can.
I heard this one saying, don't count your losses, count your lessons. Mm, and so you kind of, failure is like that. You don't count how many losses that you have had. You start counting how many lessons I learned.
Yes.
And so that's so key. And I've seen that in you, because I see the weight that you carry in deliverance, and how now God is using you to deliver people. But I think you had to journey a lot of things, and it wasn't, you know, easy. And so you've had deliverance cases that were pretty, pretty deep and really profound, but yet God used you.
Yes.
And so I think a lot of that were lessons, and it made you just a better person, you know?
Yes.
And I say this, that when we fail, and this is so key for those that are watching or even listening, we should never ask what happened. And I'm learning that in my life. Never ask, you know, after a failure, what happened, God? What happened? But I think the question that we need to ask is, what am I going to do with this?
Yes.
Because I can easily say what happened and then, you know, and then never move forward. Mm-hmm. You did it. You said, what am I going to learn from this? Mm-hmm. What is God trying to teach me? You're trying to teach me something. And now what am I going to do with this?
Exactly.
So some of the things that God did in your life, what would you say that he did?
I attained wisdom.
A lot of wisdom.
And a heart.
Yeah.
Compassion.
Yeah.
That there are others who are in the same circumstance, not probably exact same situations that I was in.
Yeah.
But I understand what the thoughts probably that they're going through. And, you know, when you allow failure to come inside of you, you need someone there to just empathize with you and not feel sorry for you,
not pity you.
Exactly.
That's really bad.
But to be able to uplift you and say, you can go through this, you can get out of this, there's better.
That's good.
You will get up again.
I love that. And I think sometimes something that our viewers and our listeners are needing to understand is, did I improve? Because I can fail, and I could say, first of all, I gotta say, not what happened, but we have to ask the question, if we're going to fail correctly, mm-hmm. because everybody's going to fail. And if we're going to fail correctly, the first thing we have to ask, not what happened, we have to ask, what am I learning from this? Mm-hmm. What am I walking away with, you know, and learn from it? And the second thing that we need to do is, and the third thing is, did I improve? How did I improve? Mm-hmm. What am I doing to improve? What will I never do?
Exactly.
What do I never have to do again? And that's really key, because nothing is easy in life. Life is an uphill.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when we say things like, I'm never going to do it because I don't ever want to fail again.
Yeah.
What you've done is you have just disqualified yourself from no longer making correct changes in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look at you, and I do see you at such a peak in your ministry. I feel like you're on a cutting edge, and you're entering into a season in your life where God is using you. And I think all of that has not been in vain.
No.
What are you walking away with? Wisdom.
With wisdom, and, you know, to hear God and to lean on him.
Yeah.
Because if I think back on the failures and how I allowed the failure to come inside of me, I was just listening to myself, and I was listening to the voice of the enemy.
Yeah.
But I really wasn't listening or asking God, God, what are you going to teach me? What do you say?
Yeah.
And that, I think, is everything that I've learned is to just lean on God.
Yeah.
What is God saying? What, and really just press in, because sometimes I think we just like feel miserable and we just want to cry and go into a little corner and just feel sorry for yourself, yeah. But we can't. And you know, sometimes we ask ourselves, well, what went wrong? What did I do wrong? And sometimes, not all the time, but I think sometimes it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Sometimes God allows us to go through it. Mm-hmm. Because he's going to teach us some great lesson, because, or he's got a purpose for it.
Because what good is it to know, but not really get the full knowledge of the experience?
Yeah.
What would our life be if we hadn't failed?
That's so true.
Because we've grown from it.
Yeah. Well, you said a very key word. And I think when it comes to success and when it comes to the failures that go on in our lives, I think you said something very important is growth. Mm-hmm. Because growth in our lives has to be very intentional. We have to intentionally grow. You know, growth doesn't come automatic, and sometimes growth hurts.
Exactly.
But to succeed and to attain and to reach, you know, because there's not a person that's either listening or watching me that doesn't have some goal, something that you want to achieve, mm-hmm. some, you know, success that you want to reach. But I believe that our growth is so key, because if you don't ever grow from something, I think then it was not, I mean, it was actually, it shouldn't be in vain, but it turns into just, you know, because we shouldn't be getting older. We should be getting better, mm-hmm. you know? And I think we have to intentionally be growing daily, every day. We should be growing. Now I got to say this, and this is so key for all our viewers. Growth doesn't feel good while it's happening.
No, it doesn't.
You know, cause I was like, oh, I'm growing. Yeah. But growth doesn't feel good sometimes when it's happening, you know, but hear me, everything that is worthwhile is uphill. Everything in your life that is worthwhile is uphill. So you have to persevere. You have to be consistent. All those things, you know, you have to be, you know, hard work, you know, to be winners in life and to just kind of come out, not as a failure, but you come out really just learning and growing through all of that situation, you know, or whatever it is that you failed at. I think we have to understand that we have to be intentionally growing constantly. Mm-hmm. Number two, if I were to tell you anything about success and how to overcome and how to attain success and what is success, I'll define it a little bit. But I think even to overcome any failure and to become better, there has to be an intentional growth. You know, you purposely said, God, I need you to deal with me. Mm-hmm. And I need you to stop doing the things that I do. So I think sometimes, and I got to say this for our viewers and those watching us, we don't understand success, I think, as a people. Mm-hmm. I think many people don't attain because it's uphill, but I think a lot of people don't know what success is. Mm-hmm. And we need to define it, because oftentimes we go, oh, well, they're successful. Yes. And we're always looking out, oh, and I need to do this. And I know I have failed in this sense. I was always looking out. If I could just do this, then I'm successful. If I could just attain this, then I'm successful. But what is success? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and in that journey, I'm gonna fail. And so we have to learn from the failure. We've got to quit asking what happened, and we have to go, what am I not going to do? What did God teach me from it? But I think success isn't something that I'm always attaining and achieving. If I do that, for example, as a pastor, you know, I could say, well, my goal is to have X amount of members by blah, blah, blah. And so if I do that, then I'm always going to be outward, yes. you know, and looking outward. And so what we have to do as to be successful, number one, you've got to look inward. So your internal growth is key, because when you are growing internally, then the external will automatically happen. Mm-hmm. Fruit is automatic. So I think we misunderstand success. We misunderstand it, recognition, all of that. I think we're misunderstanding it. Even in the body of Christ, we think like, oh, so successful. Yeah, but you may be listening to me and you may not have X amount of viewers or whatever it is, your platform, but that doesn't make you not successful. And so the best way to define success would be to give you this example. And so if a girl is deciding to go to college and she says, you know, I want to attain this degree, whatever it is, or I want to start this ministry, or I'm going to do X, Y, Z in my life. The minute you decided to do it and you took steps towards that, you are successful. Oh, wow. You are not successful the day that you walk down in your graduation gown, cap and gown. That's not success. Mm-hmm. Now that girl or that gentleman is going to have failures. He may fail to test. He may not pass certain things. He may not even get recognized because they're still in the journey. So the girl, or be it a guy, didn't get to success the day they got their graduation diploma. The day they became successful is the day that they decided to go to college. The day we decide to show up to class, we decided to become better, we decided to do X, Y, and Z, then you are already successful. Man, that's great. Because you have already taken the steps to success. Mm-hmm. Success is not at the end of a road. And so success is that you decided to change. You decided, I don't want to stay here. I want to go further. Mm-hmm. I want to become better. See, Nancy is sitting here as the director of all the deliverance department. Not because, you know, she just decided one day she's going to pop up. Nancy is sitting here at the peak of her ministry, at the cutting edge of her ministry, being a deliverer for the body of Christ. I mean, hello, you've got the ministry of Jesus. And here you are sitting at the peak and at the cutting edge of your ministry, all because you decided to change. You decided that failure was no longer going to stay and live inside of you. You decided, and so the day you decided, I've got to get up, I've got to do something, I've got to study, I've got to prepare myself, you are already successful. Anybody that is listening to me and you are taking steps, a pastor or any leader, or you're going to college, you're already successful. You are successful because you showed up to class. That makes you successful. I mean, that is powerful. I mean, when you understand that, then anybody can stand up, look in a mirror and say, I am a success. Mm-hmm. I am successful. Because now you're going to have crappy days. Everybody has crappy days. Everybody has hard days. But as long as you understand success, that it's not, oh, if I have 30,000, you know, followers on my, I'm a success. Oh, if my church goes to, you know, 10,000 members, then I'm a success. No, listen, the day you decided to show up and preach that message, and the day you decided to pray and do what you need to do, whatever it is for you, you are already a success. And so even if you have a crappy day, even if you have a bad day, you can say, okay, but I'm already successful because I still do it. It's a bad day. It's a hard day. You know, today I had a failure. Okay, but what am I going to learn from it? Mm-hmm. And what am I not going to do? And what am I going to do? So even if that person doesn't get recognized, you know, well, I should say this, success gets recognized at the finish line. So the young girl and the young man who decided, you know, I'm going to go to college. You know, I'm going to go to college. Okay, awesome. Go to college. And so you're on their journey. You show up to class. You know, you may have gotten an F. That's okay. Pick yourself back up. Go study again. See how, if there's any extra credit. You're not a failure. You are a success because you decided to go. Mm-hmm. And you continue that journey. The day that you have your cap and gown, now the success has been recognized. But it doesn't mean that that's when you're successful. And so in life, this is another point. We get beat up. In that journey, you're going to get beat up. Like you get beat up, I get beat up. And so many times we're so excited about dreams and we're so excited to attain. Everybody, I get in a room full of my directors, they're all dreaming. They're all, yeah, let's do that. Let's do this. Everybody can talk about the dream. It's important to have dreams. We're supposed to have dreams. But I think we have to understand the journey is not free. The journey is not free. Everybody can dream. But the minute I start walking towards that dream, all of a sudden, I start to have friction. Mm-hmm. And the uphill, because it's uphill. Mm-hmm. Everything worthwhile is uphill. Please know that. You're going to open up a business, it's uphill. Yes. And so I start to have friction because now I am going towards my dream. Now, motion, movement will always create friction. So the minute I get moving, it's going to create a friction. What do I mean by that? As long as I don't move, there's no friction. Everybody's happy with me and nobody's criticizing. But the minute you start to move towards your dreams, there will always be another lobster inside of that bucket. Oh, yes. And let me pull you down. And so all dreams have a price to pay. Mm-hmm. There's a process that we have to go through. There is a journey that we have to be, you know, walk in. So when people don't reach their dreams, it's not that they didn't dream. It's that they're not willing to pay a price. You are willing to pay a price. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to pay a price. And so I said this in one of our messages. I said, if you only have one reason to do what you're doing, I'm going to school because, and you can only give me one reason, or I'm starting this ministry and you can only give me one, I'm serving God and you can only give me one reason, it's because I need help or I need this answer. Listen, you're going to quit. But if I have seven reasons as to why I cannot quit, if I have 10 reasons as to, no, The stakes are too high. God called me. I love him too much. And I can give you X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D, all the way to Z. Listen, you're not going to quit. Another thing that we need to understand on this journey is that we're going to be criticized. Criticism, as a matter of fact, hear me, this is very important, because success will always breed criticism. Criticism and failure will always come from being successful. Because, like I said, motion creates friction. And so it creates, somebody is not going to let you, you know, or they're upset, you know. So I love what my trainer says. My trainer always says this, push through it. Push through it. And it's sometimes my body will be hurting because she's making me do something, I don't know, ridiculous. And so I'm exhausted, but she always says, push through it. And so I do want to share this, and I it's a short podcast, but I do, it's the start of our school of leaders, and I'm super excited about it. But I want to say to everybody, life is not easy, but success is even more difficult. I'm going to say it again. Life is not easy, but success is even more difficult. So you have to have a toughness inside of you. There's got to be a level of toughness, that the hills are going to be steep, mm-hmm. that life is going to be steep, mm-hmm. that it's not going to be the only time that you go through that. Mm-hmm. It might be different, but you're walking it different. So yes. I'd like to say this, failure is really good because I came out with more wisdom. And so I'm coming out wiser. Mm-hmm. You said it. And so when you go through, you know, anything in life, difficulties, whatever, every day, you have to know this. You're going to have adversity and you're going to have criticism. Some people say, well, I just throw in the towel. This is too hard. No, listen, it's uphill. And you have to know that. Every day there's going to be criticism. Somebody doesn't want you to succeed. There will always be somebody who doesn't want you to succeed. Exactly. But you can't be distracted by it. You can't be distracted by, oh my gosh, the uphill climb. Nehemiah, I've been studying Nehemiah. He said, I'm building a wall and I cannot come down. So whether it's Tobiah, whether it's all the naysayers, I am not coming down. I've got a wall to build. In other words, I'm here to expand the kingdom of God. I cannot afford to get distracted. So the criticism will never stop. Failure will be there. But you have to remember, this too shall pass.
Yes.
You're going to be hurt because people are going to hurt you. Mm-hmm. So count not your losses, count your blessings, count your lessons. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to pray. Nancy, I want to pray for the people right now. I want to pray for all those that say, man, I really have a goal. And so remember this, the minute you start walking towards the goal, you're successful because you chose to take steps toward that. So I'm going to pray and Nancy's going to pray too. And we're going to agree together that if a failure got in, a discouragement got in, that you're going to shake that stuff off, you're going to get rid of it, and you're going to move towards growth. What does God want you to learn from that? What are you taking away? Mm-hmm. Stop feeling like a failure. Move towards God. What do you want me to learn from it? And how am I going to, what am I going to do or not do? So we're going to pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every viewer. And I just pray, Father, that the spirit of even rejection to self, mm-hmm. Father, every spirit of not wanting to climb the hill anymore, discouragement, Father, we pray, Father, that all of those things, God, would be broken and bound in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray for every viewer right now, the dreams that lie within you, don't just talk about them. I declare that those dreams will be birthed, that this is the year you're going to start to walk in those dreams that God put inside of you. And Father, we pray for a special grace and a strength to be able to overcome every obstacle, every single criticism that is there. And Father, we call a supernatural grace and strength over each and every person. I call you to succeed in all your endeavors, in all of your dreams. They shall manifest in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.